Prosecutors argued Meta knowingly put profits before the protection of children.
The conduct, as I said, was repeated again and again over an entire decade in a kid's life. That's forever. That it was done and made with knowledge that serious harm would result, and it did.
We believe the evidence has shown that Meta works incredibly hard to protect users, including teens.
In accordance with the civil penalty instruction and the instructions as a whole, how many willful violations did Meta commit by engaging in unfair or deceptive trade practice? The jury's answer is 37,500.
Big tech critics hail Big Tobacco moment in landmark social media verdict against Meta, the parent company of Facebook, and Google, intentionally being addictive and depressing and controlling. Yeah, and parents let their kids do that. I'm not defending big tech, but once you go down this slippery slope of, oh, the way they did it, yeah, and you let your kids do that, give me a break. What's sick is Trump doesn't have Elon Musk on his new big tech board. He's got the good guys off the board and has put his arch enemy, Zuckerberg, on the board and a bunch of other garbage. And people are like, oh, there you are, throwing Trump under the bus again. Zuckerberg got $400 million to create the databases of dead people and illegals and all that to steal the 2020. Okay, fine, I love Zuckerberg if Trump says so. Got Todd Blanche, a Democrat, run the DOJ. This ain't good. And I'm going to bet you about it. Meta must pay $375 million for violating New Mexico's law in child exploitation case.
Companies have been very effective in using something called Section 230, which is a law in this country that protects the companies who have social media from being liable for things that their users post on the site. What these two cases focused on is how the company manipulated the algorithm and developed products like Infinite Scroll in order to give kids an addictive product that would keep them on the site and keep them coming back. And what ended up happening is those kids would use those addictive products and then ultimately have suicidal thoughts or potentially body dysmorphia, or they'd be getting unsolicited messages from child predators. And the company is knowingly, according to documents revealed in both of these cases, understands that this is a problem that they have. And both juries found that they did not do enough to stop this. So again, a huge landmark here, not for the dollar figure, but for the significance of the rulings.
Government shouldn't be involved in the First Amendment. We shouldn't have internet IDs. All over the world, they're bringing internet IDs. They're protecting kids. Hey, you put the parental controls on or don't let your kids on devices. Control what you give your kids, folks. It's not the state's job. Because Zuckerberg's a predator preying on your children. Blackburn's Trump America AI Act repeals Section 230, expands AI liability, and mandates age verification. No, it's the AI Dictatorship Act that Trump tried to get passed before he got back in office. Republicans did, but he pushed. And then he signed an executive order on that makes big tech and AI above the law. Nobody can sue them. Congress can't. Local legislatures can't challenge them. Citizens can't sue them. And then the executive branch can let AI do whatever it wants. It's Congress has created the AI liability protection dictatorship bill to enforce Trump's executive order that is wrong. That's the real headline. Overhyped. This is some good news. New polls suggest Americans are shunning AI as a breaking news source. They're rejecting it. They don't want it. Well, I don't just believe polls. Oh, I like the proof. The biggest video generating tool is no more. Is the AI bubble bursting? ChatGPT has shut down its AI system because not enough people are using it. It costs too much money, and it's a failure. People are sick of it. U.S. bans foreign-made consumer routers over cybersecurity concerns. I told people decades ago, China has all these remote control kill chips and everything. Now it's all admitted. And then it just continues. Apple forces UK iPhone age checks in iOS 6.26.4. Yeah, the UK, Australia, they're all making Apple and other companies do age verifications. Hey, then adults have to do it. And now it's Internet ID that in the UN Gates-run standardization will be used for the cashless society, the social credit score, the grid. So people are like, don't you want to not let kids look at porn? Yeah, if you're dumb enough to give your kid a phone that doesn't have parental controls, you should be thrown off a bridge. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine, nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available at galaxystore.com. The very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar. But more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAuctionStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheAuctionStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with Rex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Jones, and we're marching through the week. We're on Thursday today. It's April 2nd, 2026. Let's talk about what's going on. So the thing that we were all waiting for yesterday with bated breath, and I mean all the commentators, all the old heads that I like to follow on Judge Napolitano, they were all out there theorizing and looking at strategies and having, you know, like the meme where like the math numbers go around the guy's head. That's what everyone was doing. But we should have known what to expect as the illustrious crew made the meme yesterday, which I think was so great. A complete nothing burger, right? And this is what we deal with. This is what we face every time we want a serious answer from our president about what's going on in the world. What's going on with this war? Why are we doing this now? Declaring victory is not an answer to that question. Saying that we've destroyed their military is not an answer to this question. It's actually not a very complicated calculation to make. Trump, we just want you to tell the truth. We just want you to tell the truth. And everyone's expecting you to at least lie now, but to lie about the topic at hand, to lie about the subject. You're not doing that. You're just doing greatest hits. We're all out of nothing burgers. Let's throw that up there again. That's beautiful. We love that. We love that. I really like this format, this meme format of me and Tim. They also got one of me and him selling 1,000-year mortgages. You got to love that. But we got the latest tweet from our dear leader, from the illustrious president. He woke up this morning and chose violence, of course, on Iran, on the innocent civilian populations around the world as well, but on Bruce Springsteen. Now I want to make heads or tails out of this. I'm going to go ahead and read it to you, and you let me know what you think. Bad and very boring singer Bruce Springsteen, who looks like a dried up prune, who has suffered greatly from the work of a really bad plastic surgeon, has long had a horrible, incurable case of Trump derangement syndrome, sometimes referred to as TDS. The guy is a total loser who spews hate against a president who won a landslide election, including the popular vote, all seven swing states and 86%. Of the counties across America under Sleepy Joe and the Dems, our country was dead. And now we have the hottest country by far anywhere in the world. MAGA should boycott his overpriced concerts, which suck. Save your hard-earned money. America is back. President DJT. So there's actually a lot to look at here. Let's keep this up here on the screen for a second while I parse it out. So first off, Bruce Springsteen, didn't he do like a podcast series with Obama? So this is not Trump's guy. This is not Trump's camp. This isn't somebody, quote unquote, leaving MAGA or fake MAGA. This is a old beef that matters to absolutely nobody other than the president. But the president, instead of, you know, making things better for us or ending the war or at least telling us some truth about the war and about what's going on, the president has chosen to focus on this instead. And keep in mind, every time he says it, he says, we're the hottest country in the world. We're the hottest country in the world under Sleepy Joe Biden. Well, the same exact stuff is going on right now. And while you won a historic mandate on bringing jobs back, economic recovery, ending the wars, the reason why people voted for you, it's not being affected right now. It's not being put into effect. You're not doing the job that we elected you to do. So we sit here in that and we have ourselves a question. Well, what are we supposed to believe?
Are we supposed to believe you? Well, we clearly can't believe you. Are we supposed to believe the Democrats? We clearly can't believe the Democrats. The time has come to leave the two-party plantation. The time has come for us as Americans to actually have independent thought about what we do and the media we consume and the world we live in, right? Because the world we live in is a lot bigger than these talking heads, a lot bigger than these people in general. I want to go ahead and go to Brent crude oil prices. They've officially surged over $110 a barrel. And this is the thing that everyone on the internet, everyone online says, oh, it's transient. Trump's going to figure it out. It's not a problem at all. We got this. And then this morning, we got it spiking over 110, 110 and 7 cents. Crude oil surpasses 110 a barrel. So that's where we're at today. And you look at that, that's going to completely derail any chance of an economic recovery. That's going to hurt people, not just here, but around the world, particularly in the global south, particularly in West and South Asia, East Asia, places like the Philippines, specifically places like Japan, places that are phenomenal allies and are very subservient to the United States. They're being having their back broken right now, and they're looking for help, and there is no help. And all help would be is ending the war. And listen to this. Here's the thing. I thought we lived in a first world country. I thought America was the greatest nation in the world. It's so nice, so incredible. No one else has a standard of living that we do. Come to find out, we're dying sooner. We're more stressed out. We have lower quality of life, lower standard of living as the years go by, Now you can't even fly. And flying has already become prohibitively expensive. I don't fly for that reason. I don't want to buy a ticket and spend like $400 trying to go to Georgia or whatever, or maybe even more money. It doesn't make sense for anybody that's not at least like professional business class and has to go from their job to other states and other regions, right? For the average person, like for vacation, for example, it just simply doesn't make any sense at all. Why would you go on a vacation where you fly on a plane, where you could road trip, where you could carpool, figure something out? So used to be we didn't have to worry about things like this. Used to be we had the dollar menu. Used to be we actually had a society with some hope in it and some upward social mobility. And I haven't even talked about the Trump speech just yet. Let me check myself on the clock real quick. Okay, I got plenty of time. I haven't talked about the Trump speech yet. I'm going to talk about it a little bit in the third hour with Joe Biggs, because I want to get his takes and his opinions on some of the things that Dear Leader set up there. But really, the claim that he's making is like, this is for America's security. It's for America's security that we're doing this. I've seen numerous other clips of him as well saying it's for your children or your grandchildren's future. This is what we're supposed to believe. It's an investment, just like a 1,000-year mortgage, right? Like, why isn't that a great idea? You know, make your descendants pay your debt. Why not instead of you? Well, that's called collective punishment. That's called collective punishment. He's basically saying, you all, the American people, you must foot the bill for this because it is Valorant. It is the righteous thing to do. I think it's pretty clear we all completely reject that. And going from that into my next point, I was thinking about this last night because I did this stream with Anthony Graffio. I was live for about 2 hours. We reacted to Trump. We also reacted to somebody else that bashed my dad online. It's a Twitter beef, so I won't bring it to the American Journal this morning. But what does it mean to be a professional broadcaster? What does it mean to be a political commentator? What does it mean to be somebody in media and politics? Well, it means that you have to defend your positions, okay? And you have to have these positions built out to the point to where I feel comfortable, even though I am not as talented as some and not as informed as some, I know that what I'm saying is true. So me knowing that even though I'm imperfect, what I'm saying is true on the basis of being anti-war, pro-humanity, pro-human freedom, pro-civil rights, if I was to go debate somebody that was against those things, then I know I would crush them quite easily, right? Because it's not me having to be fancy, me having to be a trickster, me having to, you know, figure out the word games like Ben Shapiro or Josh Doyle. You don't have to trick people. All you have to do is like, truth is like a lion. It fights for itself. So all you have to do is reveal that truth to people. And you got to embody that in your positions, I think, in political media and just politics in general. And this person comes after my dad and says he's spewing Democrat talking points because he's worried about Trump's health. Trump looks sick. Trump has the swollen ankles, all that. That's public. We can see the photos. And it's just, it's this emperor has new clothes, or not emperor's new groove. I'm thinking of Disney. It's the emperor's new clothes narrative where, oh, you're just not sophisticated enough to see the garment. The garment's actually dripping with diamonds and rubies and encrusted with gold. You can't actually see it. Spoiler alert, there is absolutely no garment. So these people online that defend the administration, and they'll even mock people like us. They'll call us doom pillars. They'll say we're doom pilling. They'll say that that we're leaving Trump behind. We're using Democrat talking points. What happened to us? It's like they act like we have like terminal, like, you know, not even a normal disease, a fake disease. Like the people in The Last of Us, they act like we have like the cordyceps mushroom infection or something. They're like, what happened to you? What happened to you, Alex Jones? What happened to you? And it's like, well, your entire political career has been all about supporting Trump for day one. I've got a newsflash for you. We were 1776, far before we were MAGA. And MAGA, for a time, meant 1776 values. And that's what we thought that we were backing, because you were someone that is just in it to sell the hats, the merch, the whatever, because you are that guy. You look at what we're doing, because it's based off principles and values and Americana and freedom and liberty, and you go, what's that? I don't know what that is. Like, it's crazy. Why are you behaving that way? It'd be like, you know, if you're a normal person, you see Superman flying around, you're like, hey, why is Superman flying around the sky? Well, you're Superman too, bro. You can fly around in the sky too. You can speak truth to power. You can be an effective agent in the information war. You can fight for the values of freedom, justice, truth, and liberty. And isn't that an amazing adventure? Isn't that the adventure that we all want to take every day? Well, that's not the adventure that you're taking. The adventure that you're taking is the AdSense money is real good. The merchandising money is real good. My current status in life is comfortable. Why change anything? Why criticize the wars? Why criticize the genocide? Why not back the administration, right? And I just got to say, like, maybe you should be doing reaction videos to Jake Paul or Andrew Tate. Maybe you should be doing, you know, dating videos or red pill content. Maybe that's more your speed. Maybe you should take a step away from the big boy table of real politics media, what's happening now, the zeitgeist of culture, and you should step back to something that's more comedy, more humor. Yeah, watch another man hit a hookah, suck on a long phallic device and commentate on that. Maybe that's more your speed. Maybe watch a guy e-pimp women online. Maybe that's more your speed. Because you can make conspiracy videos about that. You can make current events videos about that. And you don't have to worry about the scary political opinions because, hey, we get it. It's not the safest thing in the world to speak truth to power and to talk about these things. But I got a newsflash for you, buddy. I got newsflash for you, Jeremy. It's the world that you signed up for when you started doing this type of media. I won't use the C word being content. You made the decision. It is on you to come debate me on the war room. All right. And this is just me being friendly, me being honest. I will not use a single ad hominem attack. I will focus on whatever position on defending Trump, defending the war, defending the administration, saying that there's more good come out of the administration than bad. Whatever milquetoast fence-sitting position you want to take, I'm happy to argue it. I will be respectful. I will be professional. You can do a full five-minute coffee plug on the network, which has hundreds of thousands of viewers. Okay, so you're literally, by saying that I'm a nobody, by saying that I'm an ankle biter, you're turning down a lot of money or the opportunity to have a lot of people see your brand. All right. And this is why we do this. I thought we sold the product so that we could do phenomenal shows and give people the best information. Do you just do some sort of show to bait people into watching your stuff and kind of getting stunlocked into it? That's not cool. Let's have a real political discussion. And that's enough on that topic, but it just goes into the caveat of Trump and the nothing burger that we saw last night. I mean, you'll see these things. And maybe we can find it on Twitter. Gunther Eagleman, just type in J.D. Vance, new photo or portrait. You'll find it. These people now are so desperate for any kind of win, any kind of victory, that J.D. Vance will take a new, like, portrait photo. You know, like they have – you take, like, your portrait photo that they use for everything else, like official photos and whatnot. And Gunther Eagleman, Eric Doherty, all these people online – They're doing somersaults on it. They're doing tricks on it. They're going crazy because that's the only win that we have anymore. And why do we have to accept that? I truly believe that if this propaganda machine was to be dismantled overnight, and we were to wake up in a world where all these people had like the scales removed from their eyes, or their hearts were unhardened, or they just, I don't know, they realized the money wasn't worth it anymore, and it was more worth it to live in a complete and functional society. If they actually woke up and started criticizing the administration, I think you could get the people, the mindless people that are just stun-locked into believing white rabbits the administration releases. I think if you broke the propaganda machine a little bit and just made these people consider rational thought and made them defend their positions like I want Jeremy the Quartering to do, I think we could beat this. I think we could break this. That's what I want to see. So if you're interested in seeing that type of thing, stay tuned to more of my broadcast, The American Journal, when I'm on The War Room, and of course, The Gray Area Show, which airs Thursday and Sunday, 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, what do we have next, guys? What do we have next? Let's take a little look at the document here. I got a ton of great articles today. Let's go to this. This is just a minor story, minor blip. And do you believe it's real? Do you believe it's fake? I don't know. NASA launches moon mission. Let's go to the Reuters article. Okay, this is the Artemis 3 mission. They're going to the dark side of the moon to go look at it or something because they want to put a data center there for Grok or whatever. And I'm not in the rocket's fake or anything like that. I know the rocket go up in orbit or whatever. But you have to ask yourself, when you look at the original moon landing footage, and maybe we can get some of the original moon landing footage up, it looks a little ridiculous, okay? It looks a little silly. It looks a little goofy. You have the flag blowing, and there's no wind because there's no atmosphere. You have the people kind of hopping around like they're on strings, and apparently we were able to do this in the 60s and 70s, and we haven't been able to do this up until this point today in 2026, but they're up there. They're up there in the sky. So whatever you're doing this morning, whether you're drinking coffee, working out, going to work, playing with your dog, hanging out with your wife and kids, you have these people up above your head. Isn't that interesting? How expensive is this? This is a good question. How much money did this cost? Were they like, well, we're going to do the $250 billion. We're going to do a quarter trillion for the Iran war, another quarter trillion for the Iran war. And we've already done another quarter trillion for the Ukraine conflict. Why don't we just throw some people up there in a tube? Why don't we just like throw them up there into the sky and see what sticks? Why not? So I just
hit the firmament, bro.
Yeah, the firmament broke. They went through the glass ceiling. They broke the wage gap as well. So very interesting stuff there. NASA launches moon mission. Now we got this. Strippers spill beans on deployment dates. Now this is a tale as old as time. One of my favorite World War II American propaganda posters is like, or phrases is, "Loose lips sink ships." All right, now you can think about that and interpret that more ways than one. But the key thing being, like, it's very obvious, like, when you're drunk, if you're a Marine or a soldier or whatever, you want to seem cool to the girls or whatever your persuasion is. You might tell them about one or two little military secrets. And I just got handed a beautiful stack right here. Thank you so much. Loose lips. And look, they literally got it in the article title. Has this stripper revealed Trump's Iran invasion plan? Exotic dancer says U.S. troops are spilling secrets and spending big. A stripper has revealed that U.S. troops are sharing top secret deployment dates while she doles out lap dances. As Donald Trump gears up for a bold invasion of Iran, ooh, this is a good one. This is a good name. Charm Days, hello, a San Diego-based stripper with nearly a million followers on TikTok, told her army of followers that gloomy gunmen, this is good writing from The Sun, I like this, gloomy gunmen have been spending big ahead of their deployments to the Middle East. San Diego, of course, is home to the largest U.S. naval base on the West Coast, hoving Navy SEALs and much other people that could be used to seize key oil terminals on Karg Island. Somber soldiers have been putting Trump's strategic mission in jeopardy, apparently, by mistaking her for their therapist. She says, "Something I've noticed lately is that all the military guys are coming in and they're spending all their money," Day says in TikTok. "It's sad. They're kind of depressed. They're like, oh yeah, we're going to have fun. We're getting deployed next week." Days goes on to describe the soldiers as kind and soft-spoken, making the experience all the more emotional for her. "To see the young guys who look like my pinky toe, like fetuses," weird language here, "coming in and then dancing with them," she says, "it's making me emotional. It's effed up." The video quickly went viral with viewers getting an inside look at the toll of bracing for a deployment to the Middle East. But others pointed out that these troops were blowing operational security and putting Trump's bold invasion plan at risk. PSA, don't tell your adult entertainer you're deploying, Marine officer and influencer Kagan Dunlap posted on X. You got to remind your folks, don't talk to your barber about when you're deploying. Don't talk to your adult entertainer about deploying or when you're leaving or what you're doing dates at times and locations because they don't know any better. They're going to post a TikTok video about it. Around 10,000 U.S. troops, including elite Marines and paratroopers from the 83rd Airborne, are surging towards the Middle East as a U.S. military backup intensifies. I take back what I say about the sun. Are we writing a real article here? Are we being serious here right now? Serious time, proofreading time, editor time. Who is the editor at the Sun? I want to know this. Trump has said a peace deal will probably come soon, but warned he'll unleash total obliteration if Iran refused to accept his ceasefire deal. Well, what do we think about that, guys? Do we think that's interesting? Do we think that that's cool? I mean, we already kind of knew it already. We're all kind of headed towards this slow motion train wreck, dumpster fire, car fire, whatever you want to call it. A 20 car collision. That is the Iran war. And it's only getting worse. More cars are just entering into the morass of bended and twisted metal. Now, I want to go to this one last story before the break here. Data centers causing huge temperature spikes for miles around them, studies suggest. Well, you're going to pay more for your electricity. You're not going to have as much running water. You're certainly not going to have heating water. That's for the people that live in District 1 or in the capital. That's not for you, peasant. That's not for you. It's not allowed. But the data center will also cause a huge temperature spike and make your area unlivable. You know, maybe the global warming narrative is to cover up for this. Maybe they always knew this was coming. The entire world would be like the outside of this studio or something where it's all toasty because of all the machines or computers. The researchers found on roughly 8,400 so-called hyperscalers, the term used to describe data centers of incredible size that offer cloud computing and AI services, their construction has surged in the past decade, blah, blah, blah. Lost my place here in the article a little bit. Where does it talk about this? Okay. The effects were local but far-reaching. The researchers found the temperature increases were felt up to 6.2 miles away. God forbid you live around any one of these places. I mean, you're going to grow a third eye or something. Though they dropped off with distance, in all affecting more than 340 million people. CNN's coverage notes that the trend held globally. Mexico's burgeoning data center hub in Baijiu saw an uptick of around 3.6 degrees over the past 20 years, as did Aragon, Spain. Itself a new hot tub for hyperscalers. Experts are curious about the findings. We need to confirm it. How about this? How about we didn't consent to having these things built everywhere? The AI, we didn't need it. Okay, just like all the people that came here, the 20 million people over the past 5 years. We didn't need 20 million people. We don't need data centers everywhere. We were living before ChatGPT. We can live after ChatGPT. Something's going to have to be done. Because this AI tech sector bubble in the economy is going to pop because of the Iran war stuff that we discuss, because of the energy crisis and ongoing energy demands. There's not going to be the means to power these things the way they want to do it. They want to run everything on a meter, including quote unquote intelligence. So they're going to have the ability to use like 2 million, 2 billion, 2 trillion probably. The computing power that you, the mindless ant citizen vassal, using ChatGPT to write bad poetry for you, it's going to be a gulf that you can never cross. They're going to have factories everywhere, citadels everywhere. In the olden days, as a symbol of power, the Lord would have a castle. Now these people, these techno-feudalists, they have their data centers, they have their Silicon Valley empires. It is absolutely disgusting. We're going to talk about this more, and after this, after the break, we're going to cover even more hot topics. Thank you all for being here with me on The American Journal. I really appreciate it. If you want to give me a follow on X, I'm Rex Jones News with a Z on Twitter. I love you. I appreciate you. We're going to be right back with all the hard-hitting topics and breaking news points you want to see covered.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts, how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke. In the 50s, they said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. And I've been telling you this for decades, so they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation. Total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you feel in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our ultra methylene blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Like 8, 9, 10 years old, originally coming here to this office for the very first time. Now, I want to give people a little bit of background here. The studio I'm sitting in right now is considered to be Studio C. Studio Joe is the main new studio my dad uses right now. The Harrison Studio, Studio B, the War Room Studio, of course, is the classic 2016 Alex Jones Show studio. But if you were a newer viewer or listener, even a newer viewer or listener, if you're coming from the time of Trump, it all started in a room way over there, which is the original low-definition radio talk show iconic studio, which we all know and love so much. So for me, getting to see the journey of this place, getting to see the evolution and eventually being here at the point we are now, it's just always such an incredible honor to get to be here on the show with you guys. And I really just, to the viewers, the listeners out there, I love you, and we're all info warriors. We're all in this family together. Now, I want to tell you guys about the new rolling sale right now. It's up to 40% off NAD Plus, Shilajit caps and gummies with the amazing fulvic acid, MK Ultra, the nootropic mineral blend, and then Atomic Defense, of course, incredible product that Chase Geyser helped to formulate. Up to 35% off Colostrum and Life Force. You're going to want to consider that deal. Those are both really phenomenal products. And up to 30% off iodine tincture, methylene blue tincture, methylene red tincture. They go perfect together as well. And the creatine powder. And here's the thing. We still have the Faraday bag bundle. It's still in stock. That's a $500 plus $600 value, really. It's chock full of supplements, America First gear, limited edition gear. The bag is amazing, phenomenal as well. I think it's got the trench knife in it. It's got the massive sling blade dagger in it. So if you've ever wanted something like that, if you want the items that are in the bundle, I really think that's going to be the deal you want to consider. So with all that being said, I want to get into the next story here. Let's go ahead and throw up this image of Mark Levin. Let's go ahead and throw up the meme. You know what I'm talking about. This is just, if you're a viewer, I know you're going to appreciate it, because this is basically what's going on in the country writ large, because these people like Mark Levin, Lindsey Graham, whatever you want to call them, I love my dad's old terminology. They're psychic vampires. It's what they are. They feed off negative emotion.
I'm Mark Levin. I don't like Jesus. I like war and death. I decide who lives and dies. Me, I'm in charge. I'm number one. I'm Mark Levin.
We all love that, don't we? We all love that. Well, we don't love that, sadly, because it's running the country right now, and it's a serious evil spirit that needs to be excised peacefully, nonviolently, lovingly, really. We have to do it with love. We have to get dual citizens with foreign loyalties out of our country in reality and out of our politics at the very minimum. And when you look at what's going on right now, I want to show this. A lot's being talked about of Trump and King Cyrus and the Book of Esther and all of it. Well, there's absolutely no reverence for Christianity or the Lord anymore with this administration. I was playing clips on my show last night of Paula White and Trump, and even Trump talking by himself. Trump says, you know, they call Jesus a king. They call me a king, too. And it's just it's pretty unbelievable. But to think about on the eve of Easter, on Good Friday, the high likelihood, the thing everyone's talking about, of a military invasion onto another country, boots on the ground. Let's hope and pray and put faith in God that it won't happen, and pray that cooler heads prevail, because all the experts I've seen talk about it just agree it ends an unmitigated disaster for us. Even if we take it, they have to be resupplied. They're constantly vulnerable to getting hit. Those are our men and women. Those are our armed forces. And look at this demon. Look at this demon from hell. Mark Levin says, perfect speech. Perfect speech, Mr. President, because the president said nothing and just is perpetuating the forever war now. Mark Levin is a big fan of it. I'm so sick of that. I'm just so completely sick of it. Let's get the Good Friday ground invasion article up. Is Trump planning? Let's see the article title here. It's archived. My bad. Yeah. Is Trump planning a ground invasion of Iran on Good Friday? And here's the terminology that they use, and this is why I like to use establishment sources. I forget who used the quote. It was someone that's like, hey, like, well, you're a really independent thinker. Why are you subscribed to all these different news, magazines, publications, you know, or propaganda? And the guy says, well, I like to see through the cracks. And that's what we're doing here. The president's weaponized unpredictability. It's like the five-year-old's weaponized unpredictability to, not want to learn how to read. Is destabilizing the Middle East and the world, but there's a growing feeling that it is a ploy to buy time. To buy time for what exactly? Like, there is no buying time. The longer we stay involved in this operation, the sooner that we don't pull our military bases out and leave, which is what we should do. It's what we elected Trump to do, or at least that's what we thought anyway. Maybe that was a bit foolish on our behalf, but you know, this is what it's all about. They're playing a montage right now of strikes, of missiles hitting, of American military power. That's what it's all about, right? You know, everything you see, like, that could be a hospital. That could be 100 schools. That could be 10 buses. That could be, you know, a million meals for children. Oh, no, we can't have that. Oh, no, you know, that wouldn't make an impact. You know, it's just a drop in the bucket. Ah, $17 billion to build the wall. Who's got the money to do that? Certainly not the federal government. It's just it's so disgusting. It's so disgusting. Now, let's go to Trump commando plan to seize uranium. That's an article as well. That's another really good article. Trump commando plan to seize uranium, because this is what we've heard Lindsey Graham say and Mark Levin say now. So we know it's central casting programming for these people. They go, there are specialized units going down there that are trained to seize the enriched uranium. Well, how are they going to seize, you know, 1,000 pounds or however much they have of the enriched uranium? It's all in canisters. It's all buried in these underground nuclear missile drone cities that are, it's just like, it's like the final boss level of any video game ever played times 100, where you have one HP and you're all going to die. It's not possible. I don't care about the discombobulator. I don't care about the weather weapon. I don't care about the laser beam, the direct energy, whatever you're going to say. They have probably, you know, 50,000 people ready to die defending that stash that are all lined up blocking the door for you to do it. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And we see these strikes, and, you know, a lot of the talk is that the bombing has been, you know, largely indiscriminate as well. And like, they're hitting things on the ground that may be decoys, that may not be legitimate targets. The bunker buster bombs. What's the crew telling me right now? Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Thank you, crew. These are the bunker buster bombs. Let's play more footage of this. It's actually very cool to see. Sad to see, but it's cool to see at the same time. It's what we paid for, right? We're footing the bill. We might as well watch the tape on the pay-per-view, right? So, yeah, mass destruction. This is the only thing we're good at. The only thing that we can create is death and destruction. And that's really not cool to me. And the reason why you see people gathering around alternative political candidates, whether that's James Fishback, we're having on tomorrow, whether that's a Thomas Massey or, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, although she's not a politician anymore, she's left. But all these people are going to run again. Okay. If you have the right position because you're a political opportunist, I'm still going to back it. He was like, we got to have a change here in the country. And the person that realizes that, hey, I can be the next president of the United States as long as I embody this ideal, because the people, the vast majority of the people, know that war is evil, that death is evil, that murder is evil, and they don't want others to be killed. But we're in this death cult now where, you know, like a fourth of the population thinks that we have like mandate from heaven, like a traditional Chinese emperor or like a god to do all this stuff. And that's a very Western idea. It's a very American idea that we have the right to go and do these things to other nations because, you know, we haven't had to pay for it yet. Well, spoiler alert, we're starting to pay for it now. That process is beginning. The Global South, BRICS, SIPs, all these new methods of making payments in yuan for oil, making payments for gold in yuan, all these things. The New World Order is being set up. And ultimately, America is the one that's ushering it in, but is the one that's going to be left out in the cold once it's all over. And you're going to see countries like Russia and China really ascendant here in the next 20, 30 years. And that's not me being unpatriotic. I love this country. Screw China, screw Russia, America first, all the freaking way, man. Like, that's, I bleed red, white, and blue. I love this country to death. But you have to be real about what's going on. We've been deprived of our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness by a government that wanted to degrade all of that soft and hard power. Now, we got the article here. Risky commando plan to seize Trump's uranium came at Trump's request because he thinks it's a movie. All right, because he watches those missile attacks. He thinks it's a movie. Go back to the article real quick. He spent too much time at the cinema. A plan briefed to Trump last week to insert ground forces to remove Iran's nuclear material would be a very difficult endeavor of a type never before attempted in wartime. Can we scroll down, or do they paywall us? Are they bastards like that? Okay, the U.S. military has given the president a plan to seize nearly 1,000 pounds. I was right. Okay. Of highly enriched uranium in Iran that would involve flying. They're going to fly in bulldozers. They're going to fly in bulldozers on Chinooks and building a runway. They got to build a runway for cargo planes to take the radioactive material out, according to two people familiar with the matter. They also have to shield it and wrap it in lead and concrete, and they're going to get sick and they're going to get messed up. And it's just, it's a suicide mission in the true definition of the word. It's like a movie. Let's throw it up one more time. I want to keep reading it because you see a lot through the cracks with these official articles. Trump's request for the plan, previously unreported, signals his interest in contemplating what would be an unusually sensitive and high stakes. Yeah, it's never been done before because it shouldn't be done. Special operations mission. The administration's consideration of such an operation was first reported by the Wall Street Journal. And it goes on to say we can cut away from it now. That's okay. It's just like Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. The administration says Iran cannot not have a nuclear weapon. They have nuclear material. We have to take their nuclear material. And if you look at these events in isolation, you might be able to build an argument, but you can't look at these events in isolation. Who did we kill in the initial strikes? The Supreme Leader. What did the Supreme Leader do in 2004? He passed a religious order, a fatwa. It's a crime against God for them to have or to make or to use a nuclear weapon. We killed that guy. We killed that guy's we killed that guy's son's wife, daughter, niece, I believe, other family members as well, a ton of relatives. And now the Ayatollah's son, another Khamenei, they weren't even able to get Khamenei out, really. Another Khamenei is in there. And even though he hasn't surfaced or hasn't made an appearance, I think that's because he's bunkered down. That guy's never going to be willing to make a deal with us. And of course, who is more incentive? Who has more incentive in the world than that guy to want a nuclear weapon? Do I want them to have a nuke? Absolutely not. Hell no. I don't want any nations to have nuclear weapons. I don't want Iran to have a nuke. I don't want Israel to have a nuke. I want total nuclear disarmament. I want non-proliferation. That's what I believe and stand for. I'm anti-war on all accounts. I think any use of unconventional weapons, whether they be chemical, whether they be nuclear, whether they be psychological warfare operations, those are the most evil things that you can do or engage in. And the people that are victimized by that are all of us around the world because it's been normalized. So we sit in this now and we have to think about where we are. We've got the Iranian president and he writes a letter to the American people and he basically says, like, our problem is not with you. Maybe we can go to that. I believe that, yeah, it's Iranian president letter to American people. That's Reuters. Reuters, Iranian president says in letter that Iran harbors no enmity towards ordinary Americans. Ah, isn't that interesting? And of course, it's paywalled. We love that. I'm going to have to subscribe to more news services soon. I'll get the full letter for you maybe in another show. Okay, we got it here. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has said in a letter addressed to the American people that his country harbors no enmity towards ordinary Americans. He said in his letter that betraying Iran as a threat was neither consistent with historical reality nor with present day observable facts. And that's being reported by Reuters right now. And this is the thing we see. The president is their head of the civilian government. Of course, the supreme leader is more like their commander in chief than anything. He's the head of military operations and the supreme authority of the country. But he doesn't usually weigh in on day-to-day politics. That's left up to the republic part of the Islamic Republic. So we look at this and we're told these are like evil, rabid cavemen that want us all to die. And they're just waiting to – they have a space program and it's all – they're laughing at us because they want to use the space program to build intercontinental ballistic missiles. And they want to be able to nuke every city, every major city in the United States. That's what Netanyahu says. That's what Trump says. That's what Rubio says. It's what all the people – that's the parroted talking point. I've watched documentaries about Iran. I've met plenty of Iranians that are actually from over there, and I've talked to them. And universally, these people they're not rapidly trying to, you know, murder every single American in the United States. They don't want to do attacks on the mainland. They don't want to do this. Why would they? It would mean they got nuked. It would mean that their country is over. It would mean that they would live in Mad Max world for the next 4,000 years of their empire. So you have to ask yourself the question, who benefits in the scenario of Iran, quote unquote, having a nuclear weapon? Or trying to get a nuclear weapon, trying to obtain one, being on the path to get one. I'll rephrase. The only country that benefits from that is Israel. And you go, huh, well, how does that work? Well, Iran is a signatory to the NPT, to the Non-Proliferation Treaty. If they were going to make a nuke, and maybe they've already started to make one now in response to the initial war of aggression, the illegal war of aggression, they would have to renege and resign or back away, withdraw. That's what I'm looking for from that treaty. Israel. Not a signatory to the NPT. Israel has like 80 to 200, possibly even 300 nuclear weapons, and they are looking for an excuse to use them. Jonathan Pollard, I played the clip numerous times in the Yom Kippur War. We threatened them, being the Israelis threatened the Americans, that they were going to use unconventional weapons on the people attacking them unless they got arms shipments, and the arms shipments started the next day, as Jonathan Pollard talks about. This is the reality. And when they say, oh, they can't have the nuclear weapon, we got to send Navy SEAL, Green Beret, Ranger, Delta Force, whoever, to go take it because, ooh, it's so dangerous. Oh, it's so dangerous. It's evil. They want to kill everybody. Well, There's a nation in the Middle East that already has a nuclear weapon. It's already threatened to use them to kill people. It's threatened them and used them to make the United States bow in submission and get them what they want. It's on video, on tape. You can go watch. Just type in. Literally, all you got to do is type in Jonathan Pollard to X and you'll find it. It's just, it's these double standards, man. It's this hypocrisy that I can't abide it. And just getting back to what I was saying in the first segment with these people that literally what they do is they take their camera, they take their cell phone, they set up their tripod in their backyard, they point it towards their fence, and they go and they sit on the fence and they go, I'm sitting on a fence. Welcome to the show. You don't get to do that when there's war going on, man. Absolutely unacceptable, craven behavior. You must make a stand, make a position. You're selling American flag merch and stuff like that, talking about Americana and freedom and liberty. You're doing the thing that we started doing like 30 years ago, but in the spirit of grifting off of the MAGA cult. Really? Make Israel, make Iran great again? Seriously? And here's the thing. I'll use leftist term. Silence is violence when it comes to this. You have to tell the truth about it because there are little kids being burned right now in a war. And that's what it all comes down to. Look at that nuclear history. Oh, we just ignore that. And they play cutesy about it. They do the tap dance and say, oh, we don't have the nuke. Maybe we have the nuke. Oh, okay. That's enough of that. You know, maybe I want to save this for the next segment, but you know, I'm going to go ahead and get to it now. I want to play Danny B, Danny Bongino, because Danny Bongino, we were talking about Massey a little bit beforehand. I was referencing him. Danny B, Danny Bongino has Ed Gowron overhead shot, please, on his show. And this guy apparently has received over $6 million from AIPAC. How is this number real? Because we'll look at some of the payouts for people that have gotten AIPAC money, be like $50,000, $250,000, whatever. This is a House candidate. This isn't a Senate race. Let's get this up there. $6,712,277. How does that even happen? Like what's going on? What's going on there? How do you get that number? I mean, it's over 6 million. That's quite an interesting figure there, but let's go ahead and go to this clip because just like I talked about that other guy, the quartering, you know, doing the show where he sits on the fence, Dan Bongino does a show where he's just got two giant buckets and he keeps going over to the water spout and he's got to just keep carrying water for the Trump administration. These metaphors, like that's what these people are. So let's watch it. Let's watch the tape.
Happy to welcome to the show today a congressional candidate. He's got a lot of excitement behind his campaign nationwide. Ed Gowron running for Kentucky, running for District 4 in Kentucky. Ed, welcome to the show. It's really great to have you.
Good morning, Agent Bongino. Good morning to the viewers. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it takes a lot of guts to run. So, you know, win or lose, I congratulate you putting your name on a ballot in such a public manner. You know, good for you. That's the process.
Motto of the 22SAS, who dares wins.
You got to take a chance. I mean, sitting in the side of the ring throwing popcorn at the two boxers is, you know, the kind of cheap seat stuff. I don't like that.
All right, pause it. We must pause it. We must come back to me. Okay. Mr. Danny B, Mr. Bongino. Here's the thing. This is why I'm a political commentator. This is why I do media. It's because I can't help myself but watch all the clips of these people. This is a line Bongino loves to use. And when he initially came back, the first time he did his podcast, he said this as well. And, you know, the people, you know, like to throw popcorn in the arena. And there are two guys in there that are sparring hard and going at it and having the engagement and being tough and being real. And he's talking about the people throwing popcorn in his weird 62 IQ liquid brain analogy. The people throwing the popcorn are the people in media that are covering political events. And the people that are in the ring, in the arena, are the, like, warriors or whatever, the politicians that we're supposed to fawn over and worship. But in his initial example, the first time I watched the show verbatim, you can go check it and quote me. He says, the people in the ring that throw the popcorn at people sparring in there. Yeah, it's sparring. It's not a real fight. It's a choreographed play. It's a choreographed game. And why are you talking about people throwing popcorn in the arena? If you become a popcorn thrower, why did you become a popcorn thrower instead of being VIGA deputy director running the FBI, man? And the guy goes, well, Agent Bongino, I'm happy to be on your show. He ain't no agent. He a popcorn thrower. Can we get a thing of him throwing some popcorn, maybe? Let's go back to the clip.
Or not. So, Ed, you're running for the seat. It's garnered national attention. You're running against Tom Massey, a multi-term congressman in a Republican primary. You know, why are you running? You know, tell us who you are, your experience, and why the voters should pick you.
Well, thank you for the question. It's really pretty simple. The president asked me to meet with him on 17 October, and he basically made a challenge to me to serve my nation again. When I signed up in 1983, when President Reagan was rebuilding our nation after the failed presidency of Jimmy Carter, these were the words in my head: faith, family, freedom, duty, honor, country. And Dan, I took a look at what's going on around the world, and I evaluated what is the way I could have the most impact for our nation's national
security. Okay, all right. This guy's got the charisma of like an old leather boot. I get that he could probably still kick my butt and kill me because he's special forces or whatever. I acknowledge that, but hey, it's a free game for me to criticize you. And if you're getting in politics, these people that can't talk, what is going on here? The guy looks like Hitler and Voldemort had a baby and they threw a wig on it. And he's on the Dan Bongino show talking about military accomplishments and whatnot. Hey, we're tired of war hawks, bro. We're tired of everybody that's like, oh, I went to war. It's so great. Just like Dan Crenshaw. Dan Crenshaw comes back missing an eye and he wants, you know, thousands, potentially millions of other Americans to come home missing eyes and missing limbs because of the endless wars that he supports. We're tired of this. This is not... having this experience, this credential, and I'm going to talk to Joe Biggs about this in the third hour. I want to get his take on it. Having these credentials and using them as a shield to be like, I deserve political office. I'm a wind up toy for the admin, but because I'm special forces, it's okay. We don't accept that. You're a civilian and a citizen just like everybody else engaging in the political process, and you're carrying water for the administration. Play the rest of it.
That typically people will vote on in a Republican primary can kind of be a red line between candidate A or candidate B. How do you feel? I know you're a strong Second Amendment supporter. I've seen your campaign material. But how do you feel about constitutional carry? It's a big issue down here in Florida. Thankfully, it's spreading.
Okay, we don't need to hear about gun rights. Good job. Dan Bongino supports constitutional carry. We support constitutional carry, too. You know who's not going to support constitutional carry? The Democrats, when they get in and crush us in the midterms and in 2028 because of the failed policies and failed administration that you carry water for and support. And you say, oh, well, that's a different issue. That's a different issue. No, it's attached to the central pillar of the promises made, promises broken. It's everything. And that's going to mean people won't come out to the polls for you. People like me that were anti-war will come out to the polls for you. And I'm a big Second Amendment voter. That's basically like single issue domestic policy almost for me. But if you're telling me that we're going to enter a World War III apocalypse world, then I'm not motivated to go vote for who Dan Bongino tells me to go vote for. Look at that. Yeah, he's throwing popcorn in the arena. Oh, he's very serious. Oh, my God. They're throwing popcorn in the arena. I'm Dan Bongino. I'm a tough guy, you know, from up there in New York. I was a Secret Service guy. Yeah, the kung fu, the karate kick, yeah. Yeah, that's how I beat up. That's how I beat up the person that said they were going to release the files. I said, you don't do that. I work for the government. I work for the government. I work for Israel. I mean, it's just... it's clown world, folks. I've heard Owen say that on his show more and more recently, and I have to agree. This feels like peak Biden, blue hair, whatever, but 10 times worse because it's our own people. I mean, what has gone on? What has been done to these folks? We're going to cover that and more coming up into the break. I just want to remind you guys one time, we got that rolling sale. If you want to try NAD, which is an incredible longevity, mitochondrial health, DNA thing, NAD plus 40% off your rolling sale. AlexJonesStore.com. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com for the best supplement deals.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now, new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up, go to the UN's own website, they admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record, good for your pineal gland. and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexshow.com. It's T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexshowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.